Thank you for those excellent observations. I'm going to be giving a comment in a moment about some of the activities under the Committee on Sustainable Energy, and it'll come back to the points that you've raised. I would simply like to highlight two realities. Reality number one was the House of Horrors presentations that were made at the Committee on Sustainable Energy, where all of the numbers show we've got a wonderful ambition in Paris of keeping climate change to 2 degrees or well below 2 degrees. But when you look at the statistics and the proofs, we're barreling down the highway towards 4 degrees or 6 degrees. And you know, that's a species existential type of issue. Therefore, we've got to deal with the problem. Second reality, which is unavoidable, is that 80% of today's primary energy mix is fossil. And we're not going to actually address anything if we're not prepared to have addressed that reality. The third one is that we're sitting here in Geneva having a nice meeting in nice surroundings. That's not true all over the world. So how do we meet the world's quality of life ambitions with all of these constraints at one time? I think it's incumbent upon the coal industry to find a sustainable role in the energy mix of the future, and that's what we're going to be talking about pathways-wise. The current pathway seems to have a lot of doom and gloom in its near future. Are there any other... Yes, Branko.